You're listening to Artbeat on RTR FM 92.1. It's the show where we get to discover all the amazing creative projects happening around our state. WA Opera is bringing us Reselka this season, and we are hearing from Eleanor Peroni. Reselka is inspired by Hans Christian Andersen's fairy tale, The Little Mermaid, where the water nymph Reselka longs for the love of a prince, and Eleanor plays the water nymph. Hi, Eleanor, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So this is an opera from Dvorak, and it is sung in Czech, and it's kind of based around Czech folk music. How is it different singing Czech than it is singing the languages that we are used to hearing opera in, the French and Italian, the Romance languages?
Well, it's different. First of all, the sound of Czech is very, really intense with its consonants, but it still has that really warm, all the vowels are super warm and super rich, but to be honest, it took a really, really long time to memorize since it just seems so foreign and it's not based in like a normal Latin romance language that I'm so used to singing in. So I had to dedicate so much more time into memorizing, but it paid off. I ended up falling in love with the language.
Can you speak Czech now? Are you now like, hi, I'm Eleanor, yeah. I can speak French,
definitely
Italian and
not.
Czech. Oh, amazing.
Definitely not. So I pretty much at the moment just know everything that I'm saying and everything that every other person is saying. And I can recite very obscure poetry in Czech, and that's about as far as I go with the language.
I mean, as far as party tricks go.
Exactly.
So tell me, how does this version of The Little Mermaid end? Like, is that a spoiler alert to tell us?
It is a spoiler alert, but it's definitely not the Disney version of, like, everybody lives happily ever after. It's actually the contrary. But somehow Dvorak, like, gives us hope with the final notes that we hear. So even though it's like a big tragedy, it seems like life still goes on somehow.
Now, you're an opera singer who's playing a role in which the kind of the main point of her story is that she sacrifices her voice, she loses her voice. How does that work for you on stage? Do you have this long period of time where you're not singing?
I mean, in opera world, I guess it's kind of long. It's about 20 minutes of music that I'm not singing.
And you're like, excuse me, but I am the star of this show. I have a big picture on a billboard.
Not quite, but I'll tell you, it's made me think about, like, my body language a lot more on stage because I had to still be present the entire time and still be able to communicate with the audience, just not using my main instrument. So it's been a nice challenge for me as an actress, in the sense that, like, I've had to learn how to use my body in a very different kind of way, which has been nice for me.
And I guess you're using your body in a way that perhaps is a little bit more subtle than the ways that we expect opera to be. I guess when I think of opera, I think of acting that is over the top, a little bit soap opera-ish. And yet this, like, no offence, like, that's, like, in a good way, but this sounds like you've had to kind of really think about every little movement of your body and what message it sends.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And luckily in His Majesty's Theatre, we can be a little more subtle because it's quite an intimate theatre. But of course, when you think about, you know, the big theatres and big stages of the world, that's probably why we're so over the top with our gestures. But here, we certainly can incorporate the more natural and organic way of moving. So that's nice.
It is a fairy tale opera, and it is based on The Little Mermaid, or inspired by The Little Mermaid. Is The Little Mermaid your favourite fairy tale? And if not, what is your favourite fairy tale?
I would have to say it's up there. Also, it was the first song that I sang, Part of Your World, in public at the Catholic Performing Arts
Center
in Claremont when I was probably 13 years old. So I feel like I've come full circle with my singing.
Yes.
I get to sing the original version, which is nice.
I think the WA Opera Instagram page needs to feature a story of you singing Part of Your World.
Oh, yeah.
And you need to speak to PR.
I'm just going to have to ask for a red wig and then it will come back.
A little plastic mirror. Eleanor, thank you so much for making the time to chat to us today. When does Rusalka open? When can we go along and see this?
We opened last night, actually. And it went very well. It's a gorgeous production. All the stage, the costume, the set, the direction. But we are going. We've got another four shows, and the next one is tomorrow night.
So tomorrow night, you can head along to His Majesty's Theatre and check out Rusalka, and check out Eleanor Peroni in the titular role. Eleanor, thank you again.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Go and rehearse for your Instagram story. I expect to see it later today.
I'll give you a shout out.
Excellent. Rusalka is part of WA Opera's 2024 season, and you can get tickets from the website.